1390 AM and 99.1 FM. Hometown Radio, KGBC.
KBEC presents The Press Box. Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpet in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpet. The Press Box is your source for Ellis County High School sports. And now, here's tonight's show.
Chad Hicks here of the Press Box alongside my sidekick, Mike Fay. You know, and then under the exquisite production of Mr. Yo-Yo Dave Van Zandt. Good evening, Yo-Yo.
Good evening, guys.
Yo-Yo, I brought something for Yo-Yo, though, and I just want to make sure that...
While you're teeing that up, I just want to ask Yo-Yo one quick question.
Tell me.
You know, I introduced Mikey as my sidekick,
yes.
Which then my brain goes to sidecar. So if I were to have a motorcycle with a sidecar and we put Tiny Mike Fay in that sidecar, do you think we'd get many looks?
I believe we probably would.
Especially if he were wearing the leather helmet with the Red Baron goggles.
With the flaps, yeah.
If you're flying a plane with a leather helmet and those goggles, does it really matter if you wreck? Do you think that helmet's going to do anything?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little crazy if... Well, first off, the whole idea, I've always been enamored with the sidecar.
With the sidecar or with biplane aviation?
Do what now?
Or the sidecar or with biplane aviation?
Are you talking about biplane aviation? I'm sorry.
The Red Baron with the leather helmet. That's what got me thinking about that. All right, let's get back on.
Well, no,
we're stopping down on the sidecar. Let's go sidecar. Okay.
And hey, by the way, everybody, it's good to be with you. This is Mike Fay. Yeah, Chad introduced me, and I decided to drift off into ADD. Just you know, tornado.
That's where you go quite
because
often.
What I've done here is I've fashioned something for my colleague because, you know,
it's important.
We always have leaders in our organization, and one of the things that I've always appreciated about what we get to do is work with top-notch professionals.
Exquisite professionals.
And you don't get more exquisite than when you know Dave. And so I wanted just to start off to tell our Press Box listeners here, Chad and I have a large assembly of interns. I mean, like, sometimes you can't get all four.
Thousands, consequently millions.
Yes.
And Yo-Yo can talk to that. But Chad and I decided to take a break away from all that madness, and I got my acoustic guitar, and, you know, he got his tambourine.
Gazoo and tambo.
And I got my legal pad out, and we wrote a song just to honor Yo-Yo.
Oh,
and there you go.
So what I wanted to do is now, unfortunately, I tossed this over to Ken, and Ken may have overproduced this a little.
Oh, did he?
Because it was just acoustic.
And tambo.
And tambo, kind of like the Simon and Garfunkel, more like Lennon McCartney with Chad and I.
By the way, I didn't even know there was such a word as tambo until Jay Barksdale recently introduced me to the tambo because he's the tambo.
Coined it.
He's the tambo player for Mountain Majesties, a local band here, and I watched them at the Texas Theater of all places.
Yes, they did. And
how about that tie into
sister
organization?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to... pulled this down a little bit. I had to cut off part
of
the intro.
Would you just get to it already?
So here we go.
That's way too much.
This is Chad and Mike's tribute to Yo-Yo coming back and being here full time. Ready? So here we go. Ready on KBEC. Having fun.
It's amazing.
Strictly producing.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
So why does that, is it because Ken is stuck in the 70s? But that has a very
70s riff.
Well, 70s riff, but a a very astounding likeness to maybe, let's call it maybe the Osmonds.
No, well, they tried to pull that off, but come on, bro. I mean, how many minutes did you and I slave over our respective?
Once again, thousands, consequently millions.
Millions. But I like the hook because, you know, we all love some yo-yo, so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
There you go.
I appreciate you got your own walk up.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort, yes. Guys.
So yo-yo, it's good to have you back.
I am a bull command. Mikey, are you noticing a tint of green in me with envy? Because I am. This is what I've come to notice.
You wish I'd have wrote a song about you?
No.
Oh.
We have thousands, consequently millions of
overly used
interns and autograph seekers and fans and all that show up here every Monday.
Foreign correspondents,
domestic correspondents.
Well, yeah.
A very, very large following between
Giants.
You and I. Our celebrity has really grown
out of
control. But Yo-Yo has one intern, and his one intern totally surpasses what we got.
Oh, yeah.
Kissed us.
Oh,
he's very good.
I mean,
I don't think I would relegate that fine human being to an intern.
Man.
I would say that fine human being.
Far more than that.
I think.
What I'm saying is we got to do better. That's all I'm saying.
You and I do?
Yeah.
We got to do better to warrant.
Yo-Yo's figured it out.
To warrant a champion of Mrs. Van Zandt.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She is, how can you say, she's putting in extra reps.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, without question. Burning the midnight
She's
oil.
Over there hitting that, like, you know, when I was coming up and you had to do a little extra work, she's over there hitting that single man sled now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without question.
She's taking those extra free throws.
Single man sled dragging the tire.
Roger.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Yeah, that's right.
So, hats off.
Yeah.
Without question.
To the great.
She has to make sure that, and babysit me, make sure I don't fall. That's why I got this big white belt on, so she can grab onto me.
Yeah.
And then she carries me everywhere I have to go.
I call her MVZ, Mrs. Van Zandt.
That's right.
That's her nickname. That for me. You know, I just everybody.
Just in case you listeners want to know, that's called instant.
Well, when you carry the
fabrication of nickname.
When you carry the type of celebrity that we carry, you don't want on the radio. You know, you just don't want everybody to know who you are. They'll start hacking your accounts and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Oh,
let's move on from that. I'm going a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So all seriousness, gentlemen.
What do we have tonight, Chad? It's my job. You know that.
It is. But wait, we're not just quite ready yet. I'm
not ready for the schedule?
I'm still stuck on something.
What are you stuck on, bud?
Well, yesterday was a very big religious holiday, Mikey, that we can't just drive past. We've got to stop down and take a look at it just real quick.
Well, it was Candy's birthday.
It was what we call Easter, if you didn't know that.
No,
so
keenly.
I got a few hot sports opinions, Yo-Yo, about Easter.
All right.
So but I want to hear y'all's opinions.
First thing
Easter.
I need to know, if you're going to go anywhere in the direction of a faith-based sort of diatribe, I want to make sure I'm clear in case lightning.
Yeah.
No, okay. All I'm asking is Easter the new Christmas?
You know, what? It seems to be because
why is that?
I agree.
The little kids got gifts.
Like kind of major gifts.
Well, they got clothes in our family.
Okay.
So,
my lovely bride will return from being a foreign correspondent back to her domestic duties on Wednesday. She's in Australia. So I get Good day, mate. Put another shrimp on the Bobby.
All right.
So I get a list via text of what I'm to buy my kids for Easter, because I've never been involved with filling the Easter basket.
Never, ever.
Maybe monetarily, but not. I didn't have an awareness of what that entailed.
Hmm.
So I'm given this list. I had to go to like three or four different stores to accomplish the list. And when it was all done, I was like, man, this is kind of a big list for a 21 and 19 year old people.
All right.
I don't know. I was like, man,
how extensive? I mean, so you're not going to share the list?
Yeah. Okay. So there was running socks as opposed to just socks, running socks, Mikey. They carry, apparently, when you add the word running, they carry a higher price.
Well, I was just wondering between Yo-Yo and I at how far you had to chase those running socks to get them.
I chased those to Academy.
All right. From your house, which is a good run.
Well, I went to the one in Mansfield because that was next to At Home.
Well, it's actually next to Women's Field.
Oh.
Anybody?
I'm going to go. You blew it when you went Women's Field.
Is this on?
Women's Pasture.
Is this on?
It's Mansfield.
Is this on? Hey, tip your waitresses, folks. I'm here all week.
Okay. Yeah. But I was told.
You know how you know Yo-Yo's on his game? That might be the most skillfully
crafted
droppage
a
man has done.
But I mean,
I had to
try to track down a beach towel. That was difficult because apparently we're a little early in the season for a beach towel.
Why do you need a beach towel?
I don't know. I was just told to buy him a beach towel.
For Easter?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Lots of candy.
What kind of beach towel? Did it have to have something on it?
Yeah, like a printed beach towel that just has a palm tree.
Something that like says surf?
Well, or Budweiser.
Nice.
Know.
Red Bud?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Just anyway, so happens.
I went to like three places. I went to Walmart, At Home, and Academy, and came away total three strikes, you're out. Total defeat.
Well.
Didn't find it.
How'd you do? Well, then what'd you do?
I went candy. I went gift cards. I went straight cash.
These kids are in college.
I know. That's
where did
my
you
point.
Did you ship this?
No, we met up for family Easter together. They came to the in-law's house, and I went to the in-law's
down
house.
To the Fairfield.
Yeah, to the Fairfield, to the field that's fair.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I just thought it was a little excessive.
I would have given a little bit of advice. If those of you who are about town may have noticed what I've noticed, somebody is selling banners.
Are they?
As you venture over Brown Street,
okay,
over the 287, onto your right, if I recall, that's where it is, yes. They got the old flags out there going.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Ones. Have you seen that?
Oh, I have seen that.
There's so many that you lose your mind.
The roadside marketplace.
Yeah. It looks like, I will just tell you all this right there. Have either one of you been to Trader's Village?
Yes.
I haven't, but I can only imagine. I mean, I haven't recently, but I can only imagine.
You've been there before.
Yeah.
So I just remember from my college experiences that there were dozens, back in the old days, there were dozens of tables with all these pirated, you know, cassettes of music you shouldn't be getting for this price.
Right.
But there was always a couple of those tents that had T-shirts that were black with writing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say, and I hope I can broadcast this. Get ready with the dump button, Coach.
I got it.
But there was like "Kill a Commie for Your Mommy."
Yeah. Oh,
just all this egregious American man.
Mark.
Yeah.
But those flags look like a keen representation of whatever booth owner over to the Trader's Village was trying to create.
Well, at Trader's Village, he has a lot of competition. When he comes down south to walk the Hatchie Roadside.
Yeah. Well, he was flying a couple of flags market. That I will let. I will not give him the privilege of rebroadcasting, but around these parts and around any parts around here, that ain't cool no more.
No, it's not.
And you know what I'm saying.
And without even a hesitation, I guarantee you there was one with the come and take it cannon on it.
Right.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the other one that we all know.
I know.
Interestingly enough, on my way back from church yesterday, Nogati that flag.
Oh.
Because our grand community here, probably somebody got over there and said, hey, word to the wise.
Yeah.
But anyway, there it has. You should have gone over there to get a gift. But so Easter in general, we don't give out gifts now. It's all cards. I mean, I'm not raining that down.
Your kids
it's not
are
Christmas
adults,
for us.
You know?
Well, right.
Yeah.
I just get beaten down by the Easter egg hunt, but next year, we'll probably have to get back in it with a grandchild.
Well, that's a different deal.
Yesterday, Easter, was also my dearly beloved's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So,
how many times does that come around?
Not very often, but it does occur.
Did you tell her that's the second most important event to celebrate that day?
I did. I did indeed.
Cool.
Because she is angelic.
She is.
Yeah,
she's too good for me.
Oh my gosh!
Like we said
want to talk about
week,
a man
grossly outkicked your cup?
There's no question that man is way over his snow skis.
Yeah, I definitely swung above my batting average.
I'm going to tell you what this. That's not really grammatically correct, but I'm going to follow this up with.
But that's what we expect.
Whatever selling and closing skills you have, we need to replicate it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's what I was getting at earlier. I need him to close out some of my higher quality intern.
I don't think right. that it was anything I said. I think it right was she had a little brain gas and
cool. Yeah. Money.
Yeah. Well, hey.
All right. Yeah, we got some good stuff tonight. I'm
pretty excited
about
tonight's show.
Yeah, so to kind of roll through, I got the green light from my partner to go on with the itinerary for tonight. But, you know, got a lot to cover because, you know, of course, this time of year, a lot of moving parts in high school sports because you got, you know, you've got your
baseball,
all the spring sports, but you've got track and field. And
softball.
I think Texas Relays coming up. You got softball. You got
track
baseball.
And field, tennis.
You got the power lift.
Golf. Power lift.
You got all this stuff going on. So
swimming, maybe.
We want to invest a segment tonight to catch us up on some of those things going on here in our fair little community called The Hatch and abroad into the Ellis County. But what we're really excited about is this next segment we're coming upon. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have Waxahachie's own one, Jackson Leith.
How about that?
Might I say Jackson Ellis Leith, which... My man will be cringing hearing that, but we've got Jackson coming up, and for some of you, maybe you're not from around these parts, he graduated from Waxahachie, did so back in 2017, I believe, and I in these last 7 years has amassed a very impressive college resume to then combine that, you know, not only at a JUCO, but in a big D1 program to then parlay that and being drafted and now playing in the pros for, ladies and gentlemen, your Texas Rangers. So we've got him coming up, and my partner here is all excited about it. He set that up with him, but many of us know him and know his family, and Chad, we're excited about that, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I ran into Jackson. I figured he would be away at spring training or whatever, and he was home for the holiday, and I said, hey, are you available on Monday evening? Let's visit with you a little bit. And he said, well, sure. So we're going to get him on the phone here in just a second. We're already a little bit late, so he's probably patiently waiting, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, we'll have a little baseball discussion with one Jackson Lee.
All right.
Let's take it away, Yo-Yo.
All right. And before we do that, let's talk about Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. In Waxahachie, they provide the superior HVAC expertise that you demand. For the highest quality results for your AC repair and heating needs, call today at Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning, 972-834-2568, 972-834-2568, to learn more about all of their HVAC contractor services. That's Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. Back with more right after these messages.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
If you are ever in need of a wrecker service, call Topro Wrecker Service at 972-938-3221. They're the pros that can give you a tow. Topro handles small and heavy towing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Danny and his crew have been serving this area since the year 2000. Let them put their experience to work for you. Call 972-938-3221 or email at towprowax@gmail.com. Topro Wrecker Service.
Join us in downtown Midlothian Saturday, April 6th from 2 until 8 for a celebration of Texas culture. Brought to you by Hometown Radio KVEC and our friends at the Midlothian Chamber of Commerce. Enjoy Texas wineries, craft breweries, food trucks, local artisans, live music, and shopping. Limited wine and beer bags available, so pre-order your tickets now, 972-723-8600 or visit MidlothianChamber.org for more information. Hometown Radio KVEC. Keep building Ellis County.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
We are back. Chad Hicks alongside Mike Fay here on KBC 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, the press box. And the phone line, Mikey, is lit up. So there's the drum roll. There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we hope we have us one Jackson Leith on the line. Jackson, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
How about it? Thank you so much. Sorry, we got a little long-winded. We're a few minutes behind, but, you know, better
than
never, right? Yeah, cool. How you been doing, buddy?
Man, I'm good. How about y'all?
Yeah, likewise.
Doing awesome, man. Yeah. So good to have you on the air.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
So
happy to be here.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, obviously we were talking about Jackson before he got on the air, before we got on the air, and just talking about some of your highlights. But man, obviously Waxahachie Zone finished in 2017 here, went on to Blinn, then transitioned over to UT in the SEC, right? I guess that's going to be interesting, isn't it?
That's always been weird to me that they
UT
refer
and
to them
UT.
As, yeah, they refer
that's going
to
be interesting. That's all here coming up soon, but
and they're both orange,
right? So that's going to be fascinating. But you know, by all means, selected 12th in the 12th round, 2021 draft by your Texas Rangers, was 2021 spring SEC academic honor roll. 2021 Baseball America preseason second team All-American, number 36 on the D1Baseball.com's top 2021 college MLB draft SEC prospects list. Not
hey,
to mention,
if you read off his whole resume, we're not going to have
no. I got
for
two more here.
That.
Sorry, okay. Jackson, your success procedure,
right, exactly.
And then 2021 Round Rock Classic All-Tournament team, and then of course 2020 SEC first year academic honor roll. Hey, Jackson. So you've come a long way here in the last 7 years, and I guess just to kick this whole thing off, you know, get us caught up real quick, just where you are in the moment. You know, I know you got, you know, you got some things going on in your life personally, but just catch our listeners up, not so much on all the baseball stuff, but where are you currently, where are you living, and what's going on now?
Yeah, absolutely. I may ruffle some feathers by saying this, but I know you said I attended UT. I'm just going to clarify and say that I went to the real UT.
The
that's
real right. UT.
Yes,
you did that.
Tennessee?
So, yeah, I came from a family of Aggies, so we don't acknowledge the UT here in Texas. So
there you go, buddy. There you go.
It's very strategic.
And let the record show, you love UT. You love the Tennessee Volunteers, but it was the best opportunity for you, right? That's where.
Absolutely. You know, without the Volunteers over there in Tennessee, we wouldn't have a state of Texas. So,
Roger,
know,
that's right. Hello, Davy Crockett.
You got to love a school mascot that carries a musket. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that'd be my weapon of choice out deer hunting, but you know, whatever
works.
Go for it. Not that he had much of an option back then.
That's
so.
Right. There you go.
Well, Jackson, catch
yeah,
us up. So where?
I actually
where are you?
Saw Chad this afternoon at lunch at Two Amigos.
That's right.
I was there with my cousin and enjoyed a nice lunch there. Ran into Chad. So, but yeah, normally I would be playing baseball this time of year, but we just wrapped up spring training. I banged up my shoulder a little bit. Got a cortisone shot a couple days ago, so hopefully get healthy here in the next couple weeks and get on after it for the season. But yeah, I'm actually here in Waxahachie as we speak.
Right. So when does your season start? What is the? And then.
So. Yeah. I believe the affiliates are kicking off this Friday. Maybe I think
okay.
That's opening day for all the affiliates. I know AAA's already started, but. AA, high A, and low A, I believe they all kick off on Friday.
Okay. And so you were drafted by the Rangers, I guess, two drafts ago, right? And and you found yourself where at that point? Were you with the Down South Wood Ducks? Where were you your first season as a professional baseball player?
Yeah, so when I got drafted, I was coming off a hamstring injury. So when I was at the University of Tennessee my last year there, I ruptured my hamstring that spring and completely tore it off the bone. But was still fortunate enough to get drafted and went straight into rehab with them. And that was a couple months of rehab, you know, finishing it up. But I guess my first year would have been 2022. I went out to the Down East Wood Ducks in May. Played the whole year there, and then last year I started in Down East again, and then finished the year in Hickory for the Crawdads.
Oh, okay. All right, my bad. For some reason, I was thinking it's down south. All right, down east. That's where are they located? Is it Georgia or South Carolina or somewhere over there?
They're in Kinston, North Carolina.
Kinston,
lots of good seafood out there.
Yeah, for sure. So you're close to the coast and all of that.
Yes, sir. Cool. And then Hickory is more west. I think it's 3 hours west of Kinston. So.
Yeah. Still in North Carolina.
Big furniture town.
Yeah, no question. For sure. So, Jackson, I want to kind of, if we can just kind of touch on, because obviously we, believe it or not, dude, we got a handful of listeners here. And we appreciate each and every one of them, right? But a lot of people are very accustomed and dialed in to high school baseball. They're dialed in maybe a little bit with college, what have you. But, man, take us through that process. I mean, what is it like? You know, you played in high school and you're with your buddies that you've grown up with and all of that jazz. Then you go to blend, so you're thrust in, and obviously the talent level is increasing, I would have to assume, you know. And you make some friends there, you know. Then you're at University of Tennessee. But what is that progression like as you move up? I mean, like right now you're making friends on your team, but they're also your biggest competitors, right? I mean, they're vying for the same job you are. Is there not some truth to that? I mean, what is it? What is that like? And how do you prepare for that mentally? And I mean, do you get close to people and try to make friends with them, or you know, well, they're going to be gone in no time, or I'll be gone, or how does that whole process work?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've made a lot of friends, you know, through junior college playing at Tennessee. But I guess to answer your question on the pro ball side of things. Man, that season is so long, and it is so grueling. Long bus rides. You're playing in some cities where there's not a whole lot of fans there, so you got to have friends. And, you know, when I was growing up, my dad would always tell me, you know, you want to be a fast horse in a fast race. You don't want to be a fast horse in a slow heat.
That's right.
So, I mean, if you're playing with guys that are, you know, just as talented or more talented than you, I think that makes you better. But, I mean, you got to make friends along the way, and you want everybody to do good. You don't want to just be out there by yourself. But, I mean, for me, I want all my friends to do well because, you know, if they're doing well, you know, that helps you do well as also. So, I mean, yeah, you got to make friends and wish good things upon everybody. You know, my first year in spring training, I was roommates with Jack Leiter, still talk to him quite a bit. I think he started on Saturday down in AAA in Round Rock, had a really good outing, talked to him after that. You know, I played with Wyatt Langford last year in Hickory, and obviously he's made his debut this year, and he's doing really well. So, you know, you want all those guys to do well because they're in the same place you are. And, you know, we're all kids that grew up playing baseball with a dream to be professional baseball players. And so you're all in the same boat, and you want everybody to do good and have a good time.
Is there any similarities in between like a high school practice and a college practice and a pro practice, just your run of the mill? I know in baseball y'all just don't practice a lot to begin with, but I mean in spring training and all of that, is there any similarities or is it just totally different?
Yeah, so I would say spring training is very comparable to like a college or a high school practice. You know, in college, when I was at Tennessee, we would have a midweek game on Tuesdays, and then obviously we would play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there's a couple days there that you get to practice. And then in spring training, you know, we play spring training games in the afternoons, but you practice every day in the morning. I would say those are very comparable to high school and college, you know, lots of practice, stuff like that. But once the season starts in pro ball, you know, you're playing Tuesday through Sunday every single week from the beginning of April until halfway through September. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of practice there. You want to keep everybody healthy, keep everybody fresh. So, you know, when you're in an affiliate and you're playing a game at 7 o'clock, we get to the field about 2:30. You may lift that day and then you basically just play catch and that's about it and get ready for the game that night.
So we're here with Jackson Leith here on the Press Box on KBEC. And so, you know, and for those of you who don't know Jackson, I mean, he is Waxahachie's own. He is the son of the great Shane and Amy Leith, and has grown up here. And Jackson, so I wanted you to kind of walk us through. So here you are, you weren't the physical specimen you are now. And by the way, I've known Jackson a long time, but I always remind him every time he needs to keep working out because he's looking a little frail.
But that's a physical specimen. That's a stretch.
Come on, baby. But anyway, but as a young guy, and I guess paint us this picture, this journey that you went through as, you know, like everybody else in this town, you know, you look up and you go, man, I want to play at Richards and all that. But did you always have, maybe even getting into high school, did you have this mindset that, hey, man, I will and I am going to play pro ball? I am and I will. I mean, walk us through what your mindset was as a young guy getting into high school. But more importantly, how did that change a little bit getting through all three stages you've been through, which is junior college, major D1, and then now in the pros?
Yeah, absolutely. My parents are actually out on the porch listening right now with my fiance, so I'm gonna try not to
embarrass them. Because they're awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I grew up going to all the Richards Park games, you know, watching the varsity play. My mom taught Colton Kane growing up, so I would always go and watch Drew Harrison and Colton and Boomer and all those guys play, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, I could just always imagine myself, you know, out there on Richards Park on a Friday night playing Ennis or Red Oak or, you know, one of the rivals. That was always my dream. And I can remember being so nervous for freshman tryouts, like, hey, you know, this is what I've wanted forever. I want to make the team. You know, I want to be where those guys have been. But high school was a lot of fun, just playing with your best friends that you grew up with. You know, I've had a lot of cool moments in my baseball career, but playing with my childhood best friends, that's up there for sure. But you know, pro baseball was never, you know, it's something I always wanted to do, but it was never a reality for me until I got to junior college. I was always a decent baseball player. I was never the biggest or anything like that, but I will say one thing that my parents instilled in me at a young age is, you know, if you want something, you gotta work for it. And I think being, you know, I was a late bloomer in high school. I think my freshman year I was 5'4", 130, soaking wet. So I wasn't very big. And, you know, if you're not a guy that's big, you got to work harder than everybody else in order to get what you want. So, you know, I think learning that at an early age, that helped a lot. But, you know, I tore my UCL. For those of you that don't know, it's basically the main muscle right where your elbow is. I tore that my senior year of high school and didn't know it through the whole year with it torn, and got it evaluated after the season was over. Ended up having surgery, but I'd signed to play at Blinn already, so I was excited about that. Went on to Blinn, didn't play a whole lot my freshman year, just rehabbed that injury and got back out there, got my feet wet at the junior college level. And then my next year at Blinn, I kind of made some mechanical changes, and I think my elbow finally got healthy, started throwing a little bit harder, and I think that that drew the attention to some bigger schools.
Was that the pivot point, Jackson, right there, where fascinating that it was on, it sounds like it was in the wake of an injury. Was that a pivot point right there? Meaning
you know,
that you had the injury and then you changed your throwing motion up a little bit. Was that a key point right there, or is that just more consequence?
I think it was a little bit of both. Obviously, getting the repair on my UCL, I think it helped strengthen it. And obviously, the stronger you are, the harder you're going to throw. But I think it was a combination of getting my elbow fixed and changing some mechanical things, learning how to throw the right way. I think that helped big time. So I think it was a combination of those two things.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, yeah.
So then you continued on to, you know, you overcame that injury, then you continued on and then transitioned into Tennessee.
Yeah, so my first year at Tennessee, you know, I didn't play a whole lot, didn't do particularly well. So, you know, I kind of thought I was going to be a guy that spent 2 years at junior college, didn't really have a place to play, and then, you know, would just go on to Texas A&M, do something ag related, and then just kind of move on about my life. But you know, I was fortunate enough to have some doors open up and kind of led me to where I am now. But you know, Tennessee was a lot of fun, and I tell a lot of kids, I do lessons in the off season, but I tell a lot of kids, you know, it may seem very far stretched to be a professional athlete, but, you know, if you just work hard, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Because if you would have told me as a senior in high school that, you know, I would be drafted by the Texas Rangers, I would call you crazy.
See, I've learned something about you tonight, because I always thought, as a young kid, you just had this dream of being a professional baseball player. But it sounds more like you just faced the task at hand and set a goal, you know, like it walks a hatch, all right, you achieve that goal. So then you just raise the bar, set another goal, and achieve that one. And you just kind of climb the ladder rather than, you know, at 8 years old going, oh, no, I'm going to be in the big leagues one day, and that'd be the goal. Which I love that, because in this day and age, I mean, especially with baseball, I mean, man, there's just so many players and so many outlets for kids to play. I mean, you're almost setting yourself up to fail, aren't you, if you do it that way? But by doing it the way you did, we're taking it one ladder rail, you know, rung on the ladder at a time. That's incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think having the end goal of getting to where you want to be, I think that's very important. You know, for all the young kids out there, if your dream is to be a professional baseball player, that's awesome. I would say set that bar extremely high. But at the same time, take it step by step. I had my head coach at Tennessee, Tony Vitello. He was awesome when I was there. He would always tell us, be where your cleats are, meaning be present in the moment. And I think just by evaluating yourself and, you know, as a high school kid thinking, okay, I want to play college baseball, I think you need to take a step back and say, okay, what do I need to do in order to play at the college level? Yeah. Okay, figure out what that is. And do everything you can to try to get to where you need to be. Okay, now you're playing college baseball, whether it's junior college, Division One. You know, if you're JUCO and want to play D1, it's, you know, you take a step back and say, okay, what do I need to do to get to the D1 level? And it's just step by step. I mean, I'm doing the same thing right now as a minor league baseball player. My dream is to make it to the big leagues, but I got to take a step back and assess and go, okay, how do I get to the big leagues from here?
Jackson, We're coming up on a break, and we would love to have you hang out and come back for the next segment if you got time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
All right, cool.
But one thing I wanted to ask you before we go to that break real quick, and I mean, a lot of kids face injuries. My son, both of them faced injuries that, and my youngest son basically derailed any college career he hoped he could do. You went through two big, big things. In brief, how did you get through that?
Man, it's hard, especially with the hamstring. That's a whole other story on its own. But I think having a really good support staff, you know, I'm lucky to have really good parents, really good family, really good close friends. I think just who you surround yourself with through those dark days, I think that is what helped me overcome both of those injuries.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, because I think mentally, you know, that has to continue to build some character in there. But so, folks, when we come back, Jackson's going to hang with us. We're going to come back and talk a little more. I basically want to jump into the last season or so here in the majors and just kind of looking at some of your success there. So when we get back, we'll finish up here with Jackson Leith.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Equipment cluttering up your backyard? Jet skis taking up space in your driveway? Whether you need an extra closet or garage, Access Self-Storage has the space for you. Meet the friendly, helpful managers who live on site with state-of-the-art surveillance and electronic entry systems. In Red Oak at 561 East Ovilla Road and in Midlothian at 1630 North Highway 67. Committed to safety, security, and service. Access Self-Storage.
Dr. Yetter and Edward Jones, nurse practitioners, are a family practice and are taking new patients at Ennis Family Care. They see children and adults needing primary and preventative care, chronic disease management, weight management, sports physicals, diabetes, hypertension, and more. Call today to schedule your appointment at 972-875-8833 or visit them online at EnnisMedicalGroup.com. Live well, be well.
Hometown Radio, KBEC.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
We are back. Chad Hicks here with Mike Fay on the Press Box, KBC Radio, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, under the exquisite production of Mr. Yo-Yo Dave Van Zandt. And, Mike, if you hadn't noticed, this light is still lit up because on our hotline we have still one Jackson Leaf, Waxahachie's own,
right.
Blinn College's own, the University of Tennessee's own, and now the Texas Rangers organization's own. Jackson, thanks for sticking around with us, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're glad to be here.
So,
yeah.
Jackson, let's dial into the to your pro career here, and one that – you know, many people may not know, but I mean, first you came out in 22, you pitched 31 innings and you pitched that for Down East. And then 2023, you were with Down East for about 30 innings. And then you transitioned over to Hickory. If you look at any games played, 25 with Down East and then 10 with Hickory. But the biggest stat, you know, me being a genius mathematician, the difference in your ERA.
He's got a calculator in his hand, Jackson.
It's called a calculator, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, your ERA that first season, you know, is 8.4, and it drops to 1.8. I mean, not to mention the fact that the win-loss was 2-4 in 22, and then 23 was 7-2. Walk us through that. And by the way, just with Hickory, was 5-0 with a 1.0 ERA with 17 innings pitched there. So, you know, that's a big transition, and if hopefully my numbers are accurate, but with that being, Jackson, walk us through that. I mean, what
created
speak
that
to that success?
Switch,
yeah.
Yeah. So I have a lot of my baseball cards that they give us, and I have kids ask for them or whatever. Or people ask how my year went, and I always tell them, you know, you can look at the stats or look at the back of the baseball cards, but kind of ignore my 2022 season. It wasn't a good one. But I think the biggest difference is pro ball it's a different animal than college baseball. But that first year in 2022, I was still hurt to begin the year. And when I got shipped out to Down East, you know, it was my first outing since I tore my hamstring in college. So it had really been, 18 months since I'd thrown in a baseball game. I mean, it'd been a long time, but I think the biggest difference was getting comfortable back out there on the mound. And I'll also add this, my first off season, I was still injured. So they had me on a very limited throwing program. So I felt like I didn't get the work in that I wanted to do just because of my injury. But I think having my first real off season and being able to get back to what I felt was myself, I think that was just the biggest difference between my first and second years, just being comfortable and feeling back to where I was before I tore my hamstring. So I think those are the biggest two things.
So how did the coaches – I mean, you got to think, if you're a coach, you bring this kid in, he's got 8.4 ERA.
Yeah, they're probably thinking, how did this guy even make it in the pro ball?
It's like, well, hey, man, don't make any big purchases. Don't make any big decisions right now. But it is a mark of what you showed them, Jackson, in terms of keeping you. And then, my goodness, what a great payoff. What a great decision they made. Did they see something in you at that point to say, hey, yeah, look, let's now this kid's got something.
Yeah, the Rangers, they do a very good job with their minor leaguers. They give, you know, everybody a chance to do something. And, I'm very grateful for the Rangers for sticking with me even after that really bad first year. But the coaches that I worked with down there, they're incredible. And, I think they did see something in me that they liked, even though I didn't have the best first year. But yeah, I mean, that first year of pro ball was tough, and it may sound corny saying this, but you know, being by yourself in North Carolina and you're struggling, it's just not very fun. And I actually met my fiance that off season, and you know, just having somebody else, that's great too. You know, for the longest time I was single, and it just felt like baseball was the only thing I had. It's just, it almost defined me. I felt like, you know, I'm Jackson, the baseball player. And I actually had a coach with the Rangers tell me, you know, baseball isn't who you are. It's just what you do. So I think just being able to take a step back and looking at the bigger picture, that was very humbling. And it, you know, I feel like it really brought me down. But this past year, you know, even if I had some bad outings, you know, I still have a family at home that loves me. I have a fiance that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So, I mean, it really puts things into perspective with you, and it didn't put a whole lot of weight on my shoulders anymore. So I could just go back out on the field and have fun playing baseball, because that first year was not fun.
So is the talent level, Jackson, I mean, is it that drastically different from the from college? You know, I mean, here you are, Division One SEC school of University of Tennessee. Is it that drastically different or more improved at the minor league level than it was what you faced at Tennessee?
Yeah, so I, with COVID and then me tearing my hamstring, unfortunately, I didn't get to pitch any SEC innings. But, you know, I've watched a ton of SEC baseball. And baseball in the SEC, man, that's the pinnacle of college baseball. It doesn't get much better than that. You know, you may have a few ACC teams or some a few Big 12 teams that are really good, but right. Overall, it doesn't get any better than SEC baseball. But during the draft, they take the best players from the SEC. They take the best players from the Big 12, best players from the ACC. They get drafted. Well, now in pro ball, you not only have the best players from high school and college, you take the best players from the world too,
right.
The Dominican Republic,
right.
Venezuela, wherever mm-hmm. it may be, and then you throw them into a league. So yeah, now you got the best players from all over the world. It is a big difference. Maybe not as much in, you know, low A, but high A and double A, I mean, it's a pretty big difference.
Yeah. You know, I got a friend, Robert Harrell, that, you know, once said, you know, people always think, oh, well, the number one football team in the country, NCAA, that is, the national champion, they might be able to beat the NFL's worst team. And his stance has always been, there's no way they can do it, because on that national championship team, there might be five kids that'll make it into the NFL. But on that worst NFL team, guess what? They all made it to the NFL, right? Yeah. So I can understand where you're coming from there. So that does make sense to me. It's just with baseball, there's just so many kids, you know. So then my next question is, I mean, when you're on the mound and the batter's walking up, I mean, is there ever like moments where you're going, oh, man, I hate pitching to this dude right here. He gets me every time. Or just the opposite, where you're like, oh, yeah, dude, get on up here because I'm fixing to own you here in just a minute. You know, do those type of thoughts, or do you just maintain, are you just so dialed in as a professional? You're like, nope, one pitch at a time, you know. We're going to make this pitch, see what it does, and then go to the next one. What's your train of thought there?
So what I tell people whenever I step out onto the mound, you know, I've played in front of a crowd of 10,000 people. I've played in front of a crowd of, you know, about 300 or 400. And, you know, before the game, you know, for me, I'm a reliever now, so I'm in the bullpen. You kind of look up in the stands and you go, oh, my gosh, there's a ton of people here. You go, oh, my gosh, there's nobody here. Yeah. But once you step out onto the mound, it all kind of turns into white noise, and you don't really – the fans don't make a difference anymore. But to answer your question, you know, most of the time I don't know who's in the box. I just try to focus on the catcher. So if I'm standing on the mound and I'm about to throw a pitch, the only thing I see for me personally is I see the catcher, I see the umpire, and I see the hitter. I take everything else out. But, you know, most of the time I don't care who's in the box. Now – if a guy hits a home run off me, his first at bat, or, you know, he's got some hits off me, I'm out to get him now. It's like, it isn't the thought of I don't want to face him. It's I'm ready to face you the next time because I want to try to embarrass you. It's just having that chip on your shoulder mentality. It's like, you may get me once, but I'm not going to let you get me twice.
So, Jackson, here with Jackson Leith, by the way, on the press box here on KBEC, Jackson, so that the last part of last year with Hickory, getting back to that, I mean, your ERA is one. That's compared to one that dropped, you know, even, you know, appreciably far, you know, from that eight. Now you're talking about refinement. Is that more timing, or is that something that you noticed in a skill set that you worked on that came to fruition?
Yeah, I think it was just that first real offseason I got, just, you know, getting back into the zone a lot more. You know, I walked significantly less people. I think I struck out a couple more people, but I think it was just getting back to who I was and having fun playing baseball again. You know, it's very easy to go out there, and if you struggle a little bit, press and want to try to do more instead of just taking a step back and go, okay, like, I'm here for a reason. I'm just going to relax. I'm going to do what I know I can do. I think it's just having confidence in yourself and having fun playing baseball. It doesn't matter if you're playing T-ball, coach pitch, you know, high school baseball, varsity JV, junior college division one, or pro ball. It's still the same game. The pitcher's got to throw a strike. Yeah. Hitter's got to hit the ball. Three bases out. It's all the same. You got to remind yourself that it's just a game. It doesn't change.
Seems simple.
So real quick, like, so we've talked a little bit about the quality of players around you and you're playing against and all of that, you know, and then Mike just then touched on the refinement. Do you find that, like, as you've moved up in levels, is the ability of the coach a lot better as well, or a lot different? Or do you have college coaches that are just as good as the pros? They just choose to be in the college ranks, or, you know, I mean, cause I just really get puzzled on this refinement. It's just amazing to me. These finite, minute details that they can come up with, and once you are able to consistently inject that, man, it can make a world of difference, can it?
Yeah, that's kind of a tough question. I've never been asked that before.
See, Mikey, that's the kind of reporting we get here.
Throwing you fastballs, Jackson.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
As far as the reports go, you know, if I'm going to face a team, you know, we all meet with our pitching coach and kind of go over three or four guys that can do damage in a lineup. But as a reliever, you know, you can come in, you don't know who you're going to face. It's not like you're a starter and you got to go through that lineup three or four times. Y'all's other question was, you know, college coaches, are they better than professional coaches or vice versa, whatever. You know, I think it really just depends on the coach. You know, I had great coaches in college. I had great coaches in pro ball. I think it just depends on what kind of player you are and what kind of coach can, you know, put a finger on how to approach, how to coach you, really.
Right.
You know, some things work with some guys and some things don't work with others. But, you know, there's great coaches in college that can easily be in the professional baseball ranks, but I think they just enjoy being in college and they just stick there.
They like that level. Jackson, when do you play next?
I got to get healthy first. That's that's number one on my list. Actually, I'll even go back to Arizona tomorrow and I'll spend a couple extra weeks out in Surprise, Arizona for extended spring training.
Right.
And then hopefully get healthy soon. And then I don't know where I'm going to go. If I had to take a guess, I'll probably go back to Hickory.
I was about to ask.
Hopefully I'm back out on the mound throwing in games in a couple weeks.
Right on. Cool. All right, here's my final question of the night.
Go for it.
Savannah Bananas. You've been around them. You've seen them. You played against them. You know anybody playing for them.
What's the deal?
Is it crazy to you? I mean, I know it's all entertainment, right? But what's your thoughts there?
Man, I'm not a huge social media person. I think they're doing a great job making baseball entertaining, but I could not see myself playing for them.
You couldn't be a Savannah Banana.
That answers your question, but
there it is.
I just knew you would have the dance moves on the mound and just, you know.
No, my man's all business here. He ain't gonna be playing that
some point, you know,
tomfoolery going on, but. You're right, though. It is a bit, though, isn't it, Jackson? It can't – I mean, like, are those guys, like, you know, somewhere on someone's leaderboard for the draft? Do they got the Savannah Bananas top starters up there?
Well, From what I've heard, they actually play competitive baseball. I mean, their pitchers are throwing mid-90s. Yeah. I think they're all guys that used to play professional baseball or at a high level of college and just maybe didn't get the opportunity that they wanted, and that opportunity presented itself. But I know those guys are also selling out big league stadiums, so...
You know what, though? So be it.
I think they're doing a good job.
Harlem Globetrotter it is.
Yeah. All right, here, exactly.
I'll hit you with another one from way out left field that you're not expecting as well. But you got a former teammate at Blinn, a kid by the name of Kyle Goff. You remember him?
Yes, I know Kyle.
Yeah, AD. So his dad and I are buddies, and I talked to him for like 2 hours this afternoon. And I didn't realize this, but he finally hung up his spikes and called it quits to baseball and started this whole YouTube thing. And he's got like multiple 20 million.
Multiple views. 20 million?
Yeah, like views that are going crazy on his it's KG_Par. And
what's his YouTube channel about?
Well, he did one deal where he sat there and hit golf ball. He hit a golf ball and then hit another one that hit the first one. I mean, he just does crazy stuff.
So this guy was a golfer at Blinn, right, Jackson?
No, he was a baseball player.
No, he was my teammate. He played baseball at Blinn, and now he's doing the golf thing.
He's got a golf.
Yeah, I saw that video.
I did too, and I didn't realize that was my buddy's son. But anyway.
Maybe you could do it like a cooking channel when it's all said and done.
Well, I have to learn a few things from you, Chad. I know you're the cast iron king over there.
Isn't he, though?
Jackson is the pig slayer.
He is.
Yeah, he's the next pig.
He kills the pork.
Oh, he'll mow the pork down.
Attaboy.
Chad took me to shoot my first hog. I'll never forget that.
That's right. Yeah, I won't either. Hey, Jackson, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. You're awesome.
You're awesome.
I'll fully admit, I'm going to go on full record right here. When Jackson was a little toot, you know, a little kid, I thought, man, that's going to be a handful. And you have grown up to be quite the young man. And
you know what?
And incredibly, incredibly proud to call you a friend, Jackson.
And not only that, but I'm going to put a plug in for those great parents, Shane and Amy, because, you know, when I meet young people out in the professional world and, you know, someone like yourself, which we've had the blessing to watch you from the sidelines, but I will double down on the fact you're a great gentleman. Dude, you're a great ambassador of the sport and what you do, buddy. But you're also, you know, you're just a humble human being, and there's no question you deserve all the success you get. But that also comes with parenting great parenting and leadership. And so we're going to give the great Shane and Amy Leith a nod right there. You'll give them a little applause.
There you go.
There you have it.
Take notes, Jackson. You got some good.
Well, they're awesome.
Yeah.
And neighbors, no doubt.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks.
Thank you, Jackson. We appreciate you being with us.
Yep. I've known both you guys basically my whole life, and I really appreciate y'all having me on, and I enjoy it as always.
Just remember us.
We need
to remember us, you know, here at the press box. But, but yeah, we'll have you on soon. So have a great week, and good luck with your rehab.
Yeah, get that shoulder back in
place. Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care, sir.
Thank you. That is Jackson Leith of the he's in the Rangers organization.
The Hickory.
We'll call it that. Yeah. And so it's looking like Hickory at the moment, but you can look online and dial in. Minor league baseball can be kind of tough to follow. I'm not going to lie. I wish there was.
Well,
there are subscriptions you can
MLB.com.
Buy into and all that. But yeah, you can pick him up on MLB.com and follow along. He is a great kid and
great athlete.
Said, yeah,
down to a 1.
Works really hard.
1.08 ERA. But
yeah,
Yo-Yo is about to throw a boomerang at us.
He is.
So we're up against shot clock and. Do your thing.
The big hook is coming out.
Do your thing, partner.
Yeah. So on behalf of Mike Fay and Yo-Yo Dave and MVZ, which is Yo-Yo Dave's intern that's in the studio with us here as well, we do thank y'all for tuning in. Tune in next week, Mondays, 6 p.m.
4, 6
a.m. Yeah, you can tune in at 6 a.m. if you want.
That'll be all right.
We're not going to be here till 6 p.m., though. But we'll see you right back here next week. Who knows what we'll talk about. But we'll try to have the most fun out of it as we possibly can. Thank you for tuning in. And y'all go have a great week. See you next time. Tell them good night, Yo-Yo.
Good night, Yo-Yo.
You've been listening to The Press Box on KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and online at KBEC.com.
Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpets in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpets. Tune in every Monday night at 6 p.m. for the Press Box.